Welcome, welcome, welcome. Episode
30.
30.
The dirty 30.
They kept saying we wouldn't make it.
Who?
They.
Oh.
They kept saying.
We made it. Well, we showed them.
We wouldn't get there. It wouldn't happen. Now look at us. 30 episodes in. Lindsay still is here.
I'm still here, surprisingly. And if you watched last week, I did shave my own dog's hair this week. So don't look too closely. But this is the best I've ever done on their haircuts.
Yeah, they look good.
But it took me 6 hours.
It did take you all day.
So next time, I'm for sure getting them groomed professionally.
Okay. Off the top.
It was funny because Carrie was like, what's off the top? Is that like a segment? And I said, I think it's just like.
Did she just hear it on the podcast or something?
Yeah, she's like, is that a segment?
Isn't that a common saying? Off the top?
Right off the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I said, I don't know. I think it's just like what happened earlier in the week. What's what's happening?
Well, speaking of off the top, we have one on our notes today, and it is that Lindsay was gone.
Yes.
If I look 10 shades darker, I don't, though, because I don't tan well. But I went to Arizona for 4 days, and I laid out every day for
Please stop doing that.
4 hours every day. I didn't sunburn. I was really good about putting sunscreen on.
The sun and skin combo doesn't work.
But I would like to have a nice glow, and I feel like I barely tanned after all that sun.
Yeah, Lindsay was gone for how many days?
Four.
Four long days.
The only other time I left Jaden alone was when I went on a cruise for a week with my sister, but he at least had Fletcher.
Yep.
But this time me and Fletcher went and Jaden stayed home.
Oh my gosh.
We were really worried about him.
I know Lindsay came to my office and she looks at my calendar and is like, when are you doing your solo trip? I'm like, I just did. I literally did a 4-day solo trip.
I thought you were supposed to go with no technology.
I don't know who makes the rules.
But
the man had to work.
Yeah. Someone has to keep the lights on and the podcast going.
It was really fun, though. I had a good time.
Oh, man. I know. I saw the neighbor.
Yeah.
And she was like, Lindsay was gone. How was that? I was like, terrible. And she's like, what? She's like, that was not the response I was expecting. She thought, she's like, I thought you would say it was like relaxing or. But no, I hate being alone.
Yeah.
Like every time. It was fine when I was working and like doing stuff, but right when I'd be done, I literally would just come in here and just stand.
And you had to hang out with my dogs. Ugh, and he
that was the worst
like
part,
dogs.
Honestly. But I won't go into that because people like these four-legged things. But I would literally just come in and just stand, and it was so quiet.
So then he went and saw 2 movies by himself.
That I did. Yeah, I went to Dune again.
Yeah.
And then I went to Monkey Man. And there's a lot of backstory to that movie of how it even like got put into theaters because Netflix bought it, but then they decided they didn't want to air it. And Jordan Peele watched it and liked it and was like, well, I'll buy it so that it can go into theaters. And it was good. It's like, it's very John Wick-esque type movie, like lots of fighting
and
shooting. But, you know, we kind of talked about the urinals.
Yes.
Why do you hate that?
I don't care about the urinals.
The urinals, right?
Yeah, what about
and how you leave space.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
And I booked that movie, what? Two nights before?
I don't know.
And there's 5 spots in the back. And I was like, I'm going to book the middle one.
Are these all reclining?
Yes,
comfy?
All luxury.
Oh, that's nice.
And the theater was empty as far as like when I was booking, right? So I booked the very back row. There's only 5 seats there, middle. So I was like, perfect. There's tons of other seats, right? And I show up, I get my popcorn, and I go in the theater, and I walk in, and there's 2 dudes sitting on that row. on the right side. And then where my seat was, he had like his hat and popcorn and his jacket on that seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, do I say something? And I was like, I kind of want to say something. I don't want to sit next to him, but I'll sit somewhere else. But I want to, like, if someone else comes in and is like, hey, you're in my seat, then mm-hmm. I can be like, oh, they were, you know, and they already are teed up for that conversation, right? And so I just walked out. I was like, oh, that's my seat, but I'll give you your space. And the guy gave me lip.
What the hell?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, it looks really busy.
Well, at least they're all luxury seats, so it's not like you to go.
That was I paid for that seat.
Okay, but they're all the same price. I mean, I get it. Obviously, it's weird. I don't like the situation.
Yeah, and I'm like, why did you? In my head, I was thinking like, why did you book those seats?
Maybe they liked the back row. And
cool.
And they were upset that you also took the back row.
Seating conversations are the worst.
Dude.
And also, when you're in the wrong and you won't accept it, like, you're the one taking up the space, dog. Like,
yeah, and I even said, I'm going to give you your space, so I'll sit over here. And his response was, yeah, it seems really busy.
You're like, well, you're the one that booked. So then
I went in my head, I was like, should I just sit right next to him and be like, actually, okay.
Actually, this one does sound good to me.
Yeah, it was weird.
That reminds me of that time we went to a movie and there was one single person. They were obviously there by themselves, but we booked the luxury seats at the Megaplex and they aren't all luxury. And there was someone, and I think we had five seats, but there was someone in one of our seats and we're like, oh, that's our seat. She's like, oh, is it? Okay. Or I can't remember if it was a guy.
It was a guy and he moved over.
We're like, oh, well, that's our seat too. So then he just kept moving around the theater. So like people would show up and then he would be in their spot. So then he kept moving. So I don't know if he just didn't buy a seat or if he was trying to get a luxury seat, but that was weird.
I know. People are so weird.
I remember the days when you just show up and try and get a seat wherever.
I do remember those days. Yeah. You just line up and you like try to hurry in and get the nice seats. But
I do like the booking instead.
But yeah, the movie was good. It didn't ruin my experience, but I've realized I should not be left alone.
Like, well, next time you can come with us.
Yeah.
It was fun. We had a good time. We went to the zoo. The weather was perfect. We went to and hung out by the pool every day. Ate some Chipotle.
Sounds it was a good time. Like fun.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Cool.
I just have to say one other thing about it.
Oh my goodness.
It was funny. I went to the gym this morning and people were asking me, how was Arizona? Because they saw on like Instagram or whatever. And Brittany, our friend, she was like, oh, Jaden must be getting better at like flying. I said, oh, he didn't come. But this other girl that doesn't know, Jaden was like, oh, what did you do with him while you were gone? I said, oh, well, Jaden's my husband. Like, oh, he doesn't like to be by himself, but I mean, I should have gotten him someone to stay at the house with him. I didn't actually say that, but I was thinking that in my head.
No, it was people checked in.
It's good.
They were like, they know. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, they know you don't do well by yourself.
And I told Brady I watched Iron Claw.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I guess
were like
it's
texting
sad.
Immediately. He's like, are you fine? Like, are you going to be okay?
That's funny.
Yeah, glad you're back.
Yeah, it's good to be home.
All right. Last week, our beloved listeners settled your debate. And the debate was, can you have friends of the opposite sex?
Mm-hmm.
The consensus, no, never.
I know. I saw the comments come in. Literally all they put, never.
Yeah, a few of them.
Like a couple
never.
Of them
yeah.
just put never.
I just feel like it's possible for some people, but I just feel like there's just been so many things that have happened, I feel like, to people that's just not something that can happen for them.
No, I think you guys got it right for once. No, I'm just kidding.
One comment from someone named Hannah said, I think it depends on the dynamic and the history of the friendship, but I do agree it's a slippery slope. a lot of people these days lack self-control.
Yeah, that's good. Because it only takes one of you.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for settling that for us. We are, I mean, we're crunching the numbers every week. So be sure to keep commenting and giving your input.
Okay. On to the news. Evermore Park closes, promises new chapter. Evermore Park in Pleasant Grove, Utah is closing down due to operational challenges and the impact of COVID-19. However, the property owner, Brandon Fugel, has assured the unveiling of a new attraction and project for the location, promising exciting developments in the near future.
Hmm. So it's just the property owner, not the owner of Evermore.
So he owns the land, and I guess they were renting the land? I don't know. Or I think
they
defaulted.
Correct. Yep. And he came in and kind of saved them already.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what Evermore is, if you're not from Utah, I wanted to go just for the experience, but Jane thought it would be too lame.
It is goofy.
I've never been, but apparently it's like a medieval
type. It's just awkward.
And they have like actors like dress up and like interact with you, but you can play like medieval games and stuff like that. I thought it'd be fun just to try, but we never did, so now we'll never get the chance.
No, we don't hate D&D, Harry. Here's the issue, okay? Something happened in my life.
Yes, what happened?
Where I all of a sudden realized that they're real people.
What?
Like mascots, the characters at Disneyland. It like weirds me out.
Really?
Yes. I don't like it.
Oh.
Because there's...
But you'll take pictures with the...
There's Joe Baker inside that Mickey Mouse costume.
Yeah, but you take pictures with Mickey, but they don't say anything. They just wave and stuff.
It's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah, Evermore, they're... You know, I'm not going to sit here and talk poorly of Evermore. They...
Jaden.
It was just...
I didn't say anything. I've never been there.
I'm not going to sit here and talk poorly about the actors, the thespians, the people who want to perform. Like, that's cool. That's cool for you. But it is a little strange and jarring when I show up wearing, you know, my Nike hoodie and a baseball hat, and they're dressed in...
So you've been, Taylor?
Yeah, we went. My sister was like, well, let's do something for your birthday. I want to take you to Evermore. I was like, okay, we're going to go. And it was pretty much how you described.
Really?
A lot of games, but everyone was wearing these costumes and whatnot. But the thing is, it was so busy, and the pathways to get around.
Really?
The pathways, it was a Saturday night. Oh. So it was, and it was during Halloween. So
Halloween, it was just, would be a fun time
it was,
to go.
Yeah, because my birthday is a couple weeks before Halloween. So it was cool, but the pathways are so small, and there were so many people that you like couldn't move.
Really?
Because Disneyland, it's busy, but at least the paths huge, are huge. So there's plenty of room to get around, but there was no room to be getting around.
Did you go, Harry, to Evermore? No. Oh, Harry didn't go. Well, that's too bad. But was it you that was telling me that they tried to sue Taylor Swift?
Yep.
Yeah, and she countersued
them.
Yeah, because of their name.
For the name Evermore. So
yeah, dumb. I'm like, what made you think you were going to win that one?
And I went perusing on the Reddits, and ex-employees were saying it was a very bad work environment.
Really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
So,
and like, they were only open seasonally, kind of.
Yeah,
they could have done so many things different, like keep the restaurant open year round. You know, I don't know, there just seems like there's a number of things that could have
the business model
done better.
So what it says he's going to open something else next. I wonder what it's going to be.
But it's not the guy who was doing Evermore,
just the property owner.
They should open something similar but Harry Potter themed.
That would be
dope.
They
would have to pay Universal.
Yeah, they would.
Money.
But maybe they could, maybe just wizard themed.
There was plenty of wizards.
Larry Potter.
Yeah.
Is the main character.
No, Fuzzy Bucket.
What?
Get it? Harry Potter, Fuzzy Bucket.
Oh, that's cool, man. That was witty. Sorry.
Sorry.
Crazy.
Anyway. More in the news here. O.J. Simpson dead at 76.
76. Woo.
The former NFL broadcaster and star has passed away at the age of 76 due to cancer. Despite his athletic achievements, Simpson's fame was overshadowed by his 1995 trial for the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman.
I have been seeing videos of him like a week ago. Confessing? And the guy's like, how's hospice?
Oh.
And he's like, I'm not on hospice. What are you talking about? I'm not dying. I'm
just used to lying.
I know. That's what I think. He's a pathological liar. It is kind of weird, though, because I do see people trying to walk the line of, like,
making jokes, but, like, sad at the same time. But he's
also dead.
Right, yeah.
You know? But I also saw this video on TikTok, and I don't know if it's real, but on the defense team, there was, like, five dudes.
Okay.
And every one of them got cancer.
That's interesting.
Including O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I think they're all dead.
Like, four of them have died already of cancer. And now OJ died of cancer.
The same cancer or different cancer?
No, different. Because the Kardashian guy had, like, esophagus cancer. Oh, that's what he died from.
That is interesting. Like,
whoa, what is going on there?
I'll have to look into that. I'm sure I'll voodoo. Dive down that rabbit hole.
A little deep cut here. The Kardashians would not be famous if a kicker had made a kick in, like, 1989 because he missed, and that gave the Bills the pick, and they were able to draft OJ, and he met his wife, and then I don't know the exact storyline, but I think he ended up playing in California for the 49ers or something, and that's, or LA, I don't know, and that's when the murder happened, and that's when the Kardashian guy
got famous,
and so if that kicker just, you know, would have made that kick in whenever year, the 80s, OJ wouldn't have been drafted to the Bills, wouldn't have met that woman.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
The Kardashians wouldn't be famous.
I'm not sad, but...
Yeah, I'm like, obviously, if they didn't have any other, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
What?
OJ... If they didn't have anyone else to look at for the murderer.
Oh, you're saying because he was, like, the only suspect?
Yeah, suspect. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. I just think he did it.
I think so, too. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It is crazy, though. It was shocking.
It's just wild to me that if you just keep your mouth shut, the stuff you can get away with.
I know. Like, if you have a good lawyer,
yeah,
and you just let,
and you don't say a word,
they can get you off of anything.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Cool.
Final piece of news.
Okay.
Golden Bachelor announces divorce. Jerry, is that his name?
Gary? Gary? Jerry?
It's spelled G-E-R-R-Y. We're going to go Gary. Sorry, yeah, I'm stupid.
G-E-R-R-Y. Yeah.
That's got to be Jerry.
I feel like it's okay, Gary. Okay,
we'll call him. I swear,
when we'll
I
call him Big G.
Okay, Big G.
I watched the whole thing, and I feel like they called him Jerry.
And Teresa, the couple who married on the Golden Bachelor, have announced their divorce just 3 months after their televised wedding.
Oh, geez.
Despite being positioned as evidence of love later in life, the couple cited family comments. Gary. Okay, Big G is Gary. The couple cited family commitments and an inability to agree on living arrangements as reason for their split.
Yeah, I did hear that they hadn't moved in together yet. And
yes,
also, a lot of people on Instagram and stuff were commenting on Teresa's stuff because she's, like, pretty wealthy herself. I don't remember what she does, but everyone was like, you better have him sign a prenup. And people were like, he's just wanting to marry you for your money, because they did the show and he was married forever. And so the whole Bachelorette show, he's talking about how much he loves his wife that passed away, and they had been together for like 50 years, maybe not that long. I can't remember, 40. Anyways, so, but then... So then, but they end the show And probably like 6 months later, they get married. So I just don't know why they tried to get married so fast. Because now they have to get divorced. So that's why people were thinking it was for her money.
Really?
Who knows, though?
Oh, Gary.
I feel bad.
For Gary or Teresa?
I don't know. Them. Both of them.
Yeah.
That would be hard that age.
Yeah, but apparently he had already had a long-term relationship
in big between. G.
You
know. Come on, Big G.
Big G, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens a lot, though. Like, especially at that age, you're like, are you moving to my house?
Yeah.
Going to your house?
And you're already, like, set in your ways. You're settled. Yeah, yeah.
And your kids are like, well, don't move away from us.
Right. Yeah, that would be hard to do Golden Bachelor at that age. I mean, I feel like you'd have to do it in a place where everyone lives in the same state, at least.
Yeah.
They should have just stayed married and faked it.
Just milked it.
Just like, yeah, let's
just live separately.
And we'll just be like, divorced. It's fine.
It's true.
Yeah, true.
We can't deal with the fallout of this.
How did they announce it?
I have no idea.
People were speculating because they weren't moving in together yet. So then I think they finally went on some talk show and...
Really? They did like a whole tour?
Well, I guess. Jeez. I don't know. Maybe they...
Who's their PR person?
Maybe they were sad to be out of the spotlight, so they're just trying to get back in.
It's all a ruse. That's crazy.
All right, guys. Let's play two cards from We're Not Really Strangers.
All right. Thank you again, We're Not Really Strangers, for sending us this game.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out, we'renotreallystrangers.com. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
The past couple weeks have been very bed talk.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it's level two. I don't know.
Level two is just all bed talk. So let's see what today's is. So what's one way our relationship has gotten better over time?
Our communication has gotten much better.
Yes.
And I feel like we've just figured out each other's, like Jane's mentioned many times, like we just figured out that Jane doesn't think like I do. I don't think like Jaden does. And we've kind of just figured out that we're obviously our own people.
Mm-hmm.
And we let each other be their own person. And I feel like that's helped our relationship a lot.
Yeah. I totally agree. Communication. I think also... like, I feel like we love each other even more somehow.
Right. I feel like it always just gets better.
I know.
And I feel like it's just a new, I feel like each new phase, you just, I don't know. You like, obviously you're the same person, but like going through a new phase of life, I feel like always just makes you feel like, oh, I really appreciate you.
Oh, look at us.
I know. So cute. All
right. You want to do the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pull from the back or which side?
I think that side.
What's something we used to do at the beginning of our relationship that you miss the most?
Interesting. That we used to do at the beginning.
I have to think back.
Snuggle.
Yeah, that's true. I used to be very I used to be a lot more like touchy-feely at the beginning.
Yeah, like we had this like old brown couch.
Yeah,
and we would just sit next to each other and we had dinner trays.
Yeah.
I miss that.
I know, it was kind
of
nice
because now in the evenings
we sit on opposite ends of the couch.
If you haven't noticed yet, some I want change, but we just, this couch is like a worlds away.
I know, but it's just the nighttime's just like my time, so that's why I sit over there.
And that's why, yep.
Thank you.
Okay. What's your answer?
What
do you miss?
We used to, our routine every day was.
You love this.
I loved it. We would wake up, go to the gym.
Yeah.
Go to the tanning salon.
Yeah.
Come home and eat the same breakfast every morning. And I loved that.
Oh. Yeah.
Until Jaden quit.
Quit.
One day you said, I don't want to go to the gym. Sorry, I went
to New Zealand.
No, you stopped going. And I had to say, Jane, can we please go to the gym? No, I don't want to go. So then I just started going by myself.
Yeah. Well, we can't do that now. I ain't going to your gym.
Well, you could go to my gym. No. Seth goes with Brittany.
No. No.
Well, then we'll have to figure something else out.
I think also just doing dates.
Yeah, we don't do as many dates. We're really bad. We just don't like to get babysitters.
Yeah, the whole babysitter thing is tough.
Yeah. But yeah. We used to go out to breakfast a lot, actually.
Dude, you remember those days? Yes,
we used to do it so much. We just roll out of bed, go to these like sit-down restaurants.
Yeah, we did. That was awesome. I do miss that.
Yeah, that was fun.
What was Mud Dog or something?
Bad Dogs or Mud Dogs. Bad Dogs. I don't remember. Something with dogs. It was like a biker.
And we'd go get us. Yeah, it was like a biker bar. Yeah. And we'd go there and get scones. It was a breakfast place.
It was really good.
We were regulars.
Yeah. Well, with all the older people there. We should do more
breakfast.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time.
Your dang gym time has ruined everything.
Well, sorry. I'm trying to better my health.
Forget the gym. Focus on scones. Okay.
Maybe we should do that on the weekends. Maybe just make it like a weekend thing.
Because I made breakfast on Easter.
On Easter.
I'm like, should I make breakfast every Sunday? But maybe we just go out. Go out
to eat. That's a good idea.
Okay. You heard it here first.
Yep.
All right.
Also, that reminds me, it's a new quarter of your goals. And I already started mine and I'm doing well.
Oh, no. It is a new quarter.
Do you even remember what your new quarter goal is? Well, you'll have to look at it.
Okay, I'll look at it.
On our calendar. Our big-ass calendar.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Great work, everybody.
Thank you.
We are moving on to this week's submission.
Uh-oh.
So, we have, my wife and I seem to be stuck in a bit of a loop. It feels like we bicker over the smallest things, from what to watch on TV to how to properly load the dishwasher. It's never about anything significant, just these little daily annoyances. What makes it tougher is that my fuse is admittedly short. I tend to get frustrated easily, and before I know it, a minor disagreement escalates into a full-blown argument. What should I do?
Ooh.
Well,
we've gotten caught in that loop.
Yes.
And it's terrible.
Yeah. I feel like we had that couples therapist on. Mm. And I feel like he answered a lot of those questions. I feel like just the way you communicate can really help. Like sometimes if I was doing the dishes or I'm taking out the garbage and I had already asked Shane to do it, I do it very loudly just to let him know, like, this was supposed to be your job and now I'm doing it, you know? So his suggestion was just to like communicate, be like, hey, you know what? I asked you, I'd really appreciate if you.
I know you're relaxing.
Yeah, I know you're relaxing.
Be understanding.
Right. Yeah. Just be understanding. And also, like, I don't know, like, what your home situation is like. If your wife is like stressed, taking care of kids or working, or you are too. So maybe that's why your fuse is just short because you both are just stressed. But maybe just talk to each other about what's bothering both of you, maybe. Like, oh, the kids were really hard today. I had a hard day at work.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry I'm being short with you, but just I'm trying to help as best as I can. Like, if you, this is, I'm bad at this, but if Jaden doesn't do something the way I want it done, or I guess vice versa. So if I'm doing something and Jaden thinks it should be done a different way, my instant reaction is, well, then why don't you just do it yourself?
Bad advice.
But my reaction should be like, well, I'm still doing it, and this is how I want to do it.
I think also, I don't think the issue is how you load the dishwasher.
Yeah, right. It's got to be an underlying issue.
There's a bigger issue that it's funny what, like, a really open and real conversation can do.
Right.
Because when we've gotten in that loop, it's when we're, you just stay in it and you never sit down or like,
yeah,
what the frick?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Like, where is this stemming from? And then you both work towards finding that out. Like, so I think, communicate openly, And honestly.
And again, I already brought it up, but just the fact that we've come to understand that we're different people. Like, mm-hmm. I can't expect Jaden to do things the way I would do them because he's not me. So just having a little bit of grace for your partner, as well as just also communicating to let them know, like, how can I help you?
Yes.
So you don't get frustrated with me.
Wow. Some good advice, man. Okay. Yeah. I don't have anything else to add. That's great.
Okay. Well, we are on to settling this week's debate.
Ooh. Okay.
So listen in and be sure to give your analysis so you can help us settle this debate.
I will not rest until the debate is settled.
Okay.
All right. Should you share your location with your significant other?
I mean, we do, but it wasn't out of like, it was started because I used to go running by myself.
Oh, yeah.
And Jaden didn't like that. I was out there by myself, like in case I got kidnapped or injured or something, he could know where I was. So we turned it on. And I like it just so I know, like, especially when Jaden was, I don't really look at it much now because he works from home, but when he wasn't, it was nice to know when he was on his way home so I could know, like, when to start dinner or that kind of thing. But I mean, I think it's fine.
My question is kind of like, why not?
Yeah. Like, what's your issue with that?
What's the downside of sharing each other's location?
Yeah.
You know, cause I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I can't think of any downside. What would be kind of the devil's advocate response, do you think, Taylor?
Yeah, I could. Yeah, like,
maybe it could create paranoia.
Yeah.
Where that's like, oh, every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he he went to go buy you flowers.
Right.
But you're like, what are you doing?
That's true. It can ruin surprises, huh?
Ruin surprises. Yeah.
Or maybe it just creates like a distrust, like, oh, well, where were you when you were supposed to be at this place, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Taylor?
So I feel like in my sphere of friends and whatnot, I don't know anyone who's not down to share their location. Like, I have all my friends' locations, and so I figure they're down to share it with their significant other, you know? Even, like... Yeah, I have a bunch of my friends' locations, but Meg knows somebody that obsesses over her boyfriend's location. Mm. They're a little younger and a bit of a more immature relationship, if you will, but she gets very fixated on where her boyfriend is, and I think that can be problematic.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Like, if we were firstly married,
right?
Like, I was very, like, paranoid.
Yeah.
And like a jealous type when we first got married. And I feel like I would have been like, if you would have stopped to get gas.
Yeah.
Who you meeting up with? Maverick, or, you know, like, I could definitely see
like
that.
Someone told a story where someone was at the gym, but their location like showed they were somewhere else, but it's just because of the tower or whatever that was pinging off of. So they thought they were at like a house, but they were really just at the gym, and so it started like a fight or something. I can't remember.
They're like FaceTiming right now.
So that could be an issue as well, especially if it like doesn't update. Like, maybe you're like driving and it just doesn't update, and looks like you're in like a random neighborhood or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I have like my sisters. I like having my sisters. I wish I had my mom's, especially back in the day. I could know where she's
at. That is true.
If she like, been nice. if I knew she was on her way to pick me up yet or not.
Or if you were at home and you needed to do the dishes or something.
Oh yeah, and she's on her way home. You're like, oh crap, she's on her way.
Pull the chicken out.
Yeah.
When'd you pull this out? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see an issue with it.
Yeah, I don't either. I think between us,
yeah.
I'll share my location. What do we do about Fletcher?
I would like to have his location.
Me too. Good. Okay, good, good, good.
But
good.
That brings up another debate, but maybe we could do it another time. But I mean, it's not something that we have an issue with, I feel like.
I don't know, because like, it's what?
Like, just looking at, like, being able to just look at your significant other's phone.
Oh, that's a good debate. Okay. Make note of that.
Yeah, I just saw a TikTok about this.
I did too.
We probably saw the same one.
Okay. We'll do that next week because I think that deserves its own thing. Because, the phone thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have opinions on that. So tune in next week. Mm-hmm. And we'll do that debate. So our final conclusion is yes, yeah, it's fine. Share it with your spouse. Yeah. That's fine. But in the comments, let us know what you think. If you have any other, you know, reasons why you shouldn't, or if you agree, let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear your feedback. Okay. I think that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice episode. Yeah, that was nice. Very sweet.
Yeah.
If you haven't already, subscribe.
Please.
Please.
For every subscription, a couple ends a fight.
There okay? you go.
So let's get that rolling. Let's end these fights. Let's do some good.
Yeah.
Okay. Check out our merch if you haven't already. It's awesome. I'm wearing the hat, Dreamers Club hat. And then lastly, just thank you mm-hmm. for watching. Like, it's just, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Like every time I run into someone, like I just talked to a friend that I hadn't talked to in years, and he's like, dude, I love your podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really cool what this has done. And it's like, in itself has built a community yeah. of people that listen, and we appreciate you guys so much. So that's really it. Thank you guys so much for watching. Tune in next Monday for next week, episode 31.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye now. If you enjoyed this episode of Between Us, be sure to check out this other episode that we think you will also like.
And be sure to subscribe so that you can see all of our videos.